What in your background experience do you think would make you an asset to the school board?
So I think there's a number of things. I've been fortunate to have a lot of different experiences in my work life. For starters, I think being a parent, while certainly not necessary, is a huge asset. I have three children that are in the Columbia Public Schools, one in elementary, one in middle, and one in high school. And so the experience of being with them as they move through from one level of the school to the next has certainly been one thing. Currently, I work as the executive director for a nonprofit. So in that role, I both deal with difficult and controversial issues and conversations and work to bring people together, which I think is kind of key, especially after everything that happened this past year, so that our community can really come together. But also have experience working with the board, looking at budgeting, how do you prioritize those budgets, and figuring out how you work with the professional to implement programming. And so that's a really big piece of what the board is going to be doing. And I have experience as an educator. So in my current role, I do some experiential and kind of non-traditional education. I've also done work in classrooms over the years and had opportunities to work with a lot of at-risk populations. A nonprofit that I worked with when I was in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, we did work with folk that were part of there. It was called the Title I Homeless Project. So youth that were homeless. So after school enrichment opportunities, had opportunities to work with students that had mixed physical abilities that were in juvenile detention facilities and some other groups as well. And then finally, I also, my husband and I for 5 years actually owned a small business when we were in Northeast Missouri. And so I have some perspective and that experience of being part of the business community and how that can be a really fruitful relationship with the schools and with the school district. It's a lot, but what I would emphasize is as a parent, as an educator, as someone who's dealt with a lot of these issues and also has this breadth of experience that allows me to have a sense of the perspective of many different members of our community. And I think that's important when we talk about having the school function really well and work together with our community and with all the folks that are affected, students, families, teachers, staff.
What would you say are the most important issues to the school board right now as the selection cycle continues?
Yeah, I think everyone is really focused, and rightly so, on what it looks like coming out of our schooling for this past year with the adjustments that had to be made for COVID. So we know that there is some additional academic support that students are going to need, and we also know that there is some additional mental and emotional support that students are going to require. And so I think that's one piece, is looking at how we prioritize that in a way that is really helpful and equitable to students, and also lets teachers and other staff be utilized for their area of expertise, right? So we want to bring social workers in or more counselors in to deal with the mental and emotional issues, because teachers should be able to focus their time and their energy in their area of expertise, which is obviously teaching on the subject matter. But I think beyond that, it's also really important to consider some of the things that were already present, but maybe were heightened during the events of this past year. And so for that, I think it's really important that we continue to look at how we are prioritizing resources and how we are making sure that opportunities are both available in an equitable way to different students, and also that those families know about those opportunities. So that communication piece. And I also think that we need to be continuing to build bridges with our community. That's our business, and also just the general community, the university community, the folks that don't have kids in the school. We know that good schools are going to be good for Columbia as a city, for the community as a whole. And so we need to continue to make those connections, build those bridges, and find ways that everything can be beneficial for us all.
What made you decide to run for the Board of Education? Like, what was kind of the primary reason?
Sort of what I was just talking about, but in part, looking at things that we knew were issues before and really seeing how things impacted students differently during COVID, and seeing how we really have this opportunity now as we sort of reset and go back to have a moment to re-envision what we want our education, our public education, to look like in Colombia. I also think it's a really great opportunity because we have a new superintendent coming in. We have opportunities to set new strategic plans and also to just really make sure that some of the things that have been working and that we are doing as a district, that some of those things continue to be priorities in far as how we make sure resources are distributed equitably, how we continue to improve communication, and how we continue to make those connections with each other and really hear some of those underrepresented voices from our community.
What would you say makes you different from the other candidates running for this position?
I think all of us have a lot of different things to offer. And I think one of the things that I have to offer is beyond some of that experience as an educator. I have a breadth of experience with a lot of different facets, including being a business owner, being a nonprofit executive director, my experience as a parent, a breadth that not all the other candidates have. And I think that's really important when we really think about going out and hearing the voices that are in our community, who are our connections in the community, and how do we get out there and show that we have a history and a track record of doing the work that needs to be done.
If there's one thing that you'd want voters to know about you, the most important thing, what would that be?
I think it's really that I'm a huge believer in our public school system, even when it's not perfect, and that I think we can hold that tension, that we can really look critically at our system, at what's been happening, and know that a lot of us who have had really good experiences, that that's not the experience for everyone, and I want it to be the experience for everyone. I want all families to have a positive experience with the Columbia Public Schools, to feel like their students, their children, our families are really getting the support that they need, and I really want to be able to work towards that with a new superintendent, with the board, with our professionals, with our teachers that are in the district.